be showing out when Pastor ain't here. Lord have mercy. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. I'm telling. Hey, man, I bring you greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I'm so grateful to be here on today. Amen. Listen. I've been struggling all week long. Amen. I've been struggling. The devil been trying me all week long. He been trying me all week long. Listen, I promise y'all, man, I went through some things this week, man. I was just tired. Completely tired. I ain't had no energy yesterday. I just said, man, God, I need you to do something, man. Because listen, right now ain't it, okay? Because the devil trying me, okay? Then I woke up like 2 days ago, and it's just been lingering, man. I've been having just tooth pain. I'm like, man, Lord, what am I about to do? You just trying me, right? And I just said, man, I just got to just do what God called me to do, right? Okay. But listen, man, I'm just so grateful to be here on today because God is still good. Amen. He's still good. And the reason how I know that is because I'm looking out at the audience and you here. Amen. So listen, last night was not your last night. Amen. So we're grateful for that. Amen. He woke us up this morning. Amen. Listen, the sun was shining this morning. If you can tell, it's a little warm outside, which means we're getting a little closer to spring. Amen. 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 God is love. Amen. Amen. You're going to give it away. You're going to give it away. Amen. All right, listen. Let's go ahead and get into our scripture for today. Amen. Let's get on to our scripture for today. Today's scripture text is coming from 1 John, or I John, if you're from the old school. Amen. I John, the 4th chapter. I want y'all to keep y'all Bibles open today because we're going to be traveling today. Amen. Amen. 1 John. Can we get that on the screen? 1 John, the 4th chapter. 7 and 8. 1 John, the 4th chapter, 7 and 8. Now, if you don't know nothing about John all the way in the back, okay? All right, not John, but 1 John, okay? All right, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You'll find them back there. If you cannot find it, look in the Bible, amen, there's going to be something called a table of contents, right? Then you're going to be able to see where it's listed, okay? Even the page number, all right? I, John. There we go. We even got it on the screen, okay? This is coming from the New Living Translation, okay? So some of y'all that got the Holy Bible, they ain't going to say this, okay? I don't want y'all to be saying, he mixing up words in the Bible. And it don't even say that, okay? But in my Bible, it says, because I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from Pastor Kosei. Huh? Oh, from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God, okay, and know God. Verse 8 says, but whoever does not love does not know God, because God is, oh, man. Y'all don't laugh at me now. Love. There's so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. You can sing it. Because there's a possibility that you'll look at me differently. Love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from there on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change, because love. Okay, listen, some of y'all biting y'all lip. Let's come back to church now. Come on back to church. Some of y'all biting y'all lip. I knew it. We got to come back to church, okay? Listen. I heard it as, Lord. That's the way I heard it. So many. Listen. That's the way I heard it. You probably heard it as love, but I heard it, Lord. There's so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Because there's a possibility that you'll look at me differently, Lord. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from there on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. 'Cause Lord, so many people use your name in vain. Lord, okay, let me stop now. Listen, we're going to talk about love on today. Listen, it says, what's love got to do with it? Hashtag God is love. Listen, we're going to replace the word love with God on today, amen? Amen. So when we say what's love, just say what's God got to do with it? Everything. Come on now. God's got everything to do with it. Listen. Tina Turner was very famous for the song. Y'all, well, I can't sing that song. What's love got to do with it? Y'all remember that song? Some of y'all young folk don't know what that song is, okay? Listen, but she was very famous for that song. And if you think about it, love has everything to do with it because God has everything to do with love. Amen. We do not have the proper context of love. We don't understand what love really is. We don't. We use it so loosely. You know how I know? Because most of us in here today have downgraded the true meaning of love. Not downloaded, downgraded the word of love. For an example, I love my mom's baked macaroni and cheese. Woo, Lord have mercy. I feel like it is the best thing I have ever had in my life. The way that she put them ingredients together, she put about 6 different cheeses in there, and I just love it. And I can only have it about 3 times, even though it don't love me, but I love it. Amen. I love hamburgers. Yep. I love Scribb's pizza. I love, Mama Quinn, no, I love the chicken coop. Yeah, you can catch me there sometime. Give me a perch. Amen. Fried hard. Amen. And give me some fries and some cheese cubes. And I always ask my wife, do you want some? Fellas, I know y'all be dealing with this. Do you want some? And then she say no, right? And then you go get it, and then she waiting to eat your food. I be like, man, yeah, I just asked you if you wanted some. And you said no. But I love all of these things, right? I love all of these things. But I also love my wife. And I also love God. And I also love my mother. And I also love my children. But is that in the same, category? I love pizza and cheeseburgers and macaroni and cheese. And I also love my family. We can't be talking about the same love. We can't be talking about the same love. Listen, all the fellas in here already know we got a code that we live by, okay? Very rarely we going to say, I love you. Very rarely, right? We ain't going to say, I love you. We ain't going to say, love you. We done downgraded the word to love. All right, bro, love. All right, bro, love. We don't even say love you no more. We don't. We're getting away from the whole word and the actuality meaning of what it means and what it stands for. Because we all have our own perception of what love is. If I was to go around this whole sanctuary and I was to ask every last one of y'all, what does love mean to you? Everybody in here is going to give me a complete different definition of what love means to them. Listen, the problem is that you give love the terms that you want to give it because of the things that you've been through in life. That's the reason why. So let me help you guys out, okay? Here it goes. So we have 2 different definitions of love. Okay, there is a worldly definition. That means that it comes from the world. Okay, and then there's a biblical definition. That means that it comes from God. Amen, y'all following me? Okay, here it goes. So if I had, I have the definition, okay? In the dictionary, love is written, and it says, if I can find my place, this is what I get for walking around too much, y'all. All right. The definition of love is, Lord have mercy. Okay, here we go. Boom, there it is. All right, I'll script slow my whole screen up. All right, it is a verb, okay? And it's for deep affection for someone, okay? Now, that's the definition that's coming from the dictionary, okay? And then there's another definition that love is a noun and is an intense feeling for someone with deep affection. You know, like, I love you, baby. You know, I tell my wife, I love you, girl. I love you. Right? Okay, that's the way that we would, that's the way we do define love. And if anyone was to go ahead and get the definition of it, that's what it would say in the dictionary, okay? But the Bible's definition is inspired by God. Because, see, the dictionary definition is written by man, okay? Not just a man, but mankind, okay? Okay? So what happens is they have their own perspective of what love is to them. But the biblical definition is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. It says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice or rejoice whenever the truth wins. Love never gives up, never loses faith. Faith is always hopeful and endures through every circumstances. That's the biblical definition of love. Now, if I had to break that down, love is patient. Love is kind. Patient and kind? You get both of those when you're dealing with love from God? Patient and kind? Love is not jealous. Love is not jealous because my friend got a brand new vehicle. I'm happy that you was able to get this new house. I'm jealous of you for real. How he affording that? How she affording that? I'm jealous for them, but I say that I love them, right? It also says that love is not proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. Now, I know some of y'all, we fall short. Thank you for that. We fall short sometime. We fall short sometime, amen. Thank you, God, for your grace. But love is not, listen, love, it's not irritable. That's what it says in the word. And it keeps no record of being done wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice or rejoice whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. That means it's something strong about love that's just got a hold to you. It never gives up. It never loses its faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Love. That's a powerful word. God. That's a powerful word. Now, you have to decide today, which definition will you live in? Am I going to live in the world's definition, where it's just a, you know, intense feeling? I love you, baby. I love you, macaroni and cheese. I love you, Scribbs Pizza. I love my car, I love my job, I love my house. Or are you going to say, you know what, let me break this thing down, God, and I want to live in the kingdom definition. Amen. So we got a worldly definition, and then we have a kingdom definition. Amen. So listen, so as we're operating in love, I've been proud of myself, man, on this, y'all. I've been proud of myself, man. Every morning when I wake up, I say, God, please help me greet this day with love in my heart. And that is a prayer that I pray every single morning. I may not pray and say, God, bless da-da-da-da-da and keep on going. If I simply say, Lord, help me greet this day with love in my heart, that means I'm covering everything. That means whoever I come in contact with today, they're going to feel my love. They're going to see the God in me because God is love. They should be able to see that. Wherever I go, whenever I step out of my house, while I'm in my house, they should see that God is operating through me because God is love. Now, love is a character from God. Love is the characteristic of God. It is birthed by God. You know how I know? Because if you read the Bible, that's all it talks about. How God so loved the world that he gave his only son to die for our sins. I mean, you got to think about that verse. That's a powerful verse. Although we may say it and we might just be, you know, we customarily just keep saying it, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son to come and die for some sinners. To come and die for the folk who don't even want to be at church. To come and die for the folk who don't even want to pick up their Bible and read it. He loved you that much. He loved you that much that he would send his only son to come and die for your sins. What type of love is that? He loved you that much? Because listen, I don't know. I would fall short in that category. You want me to do what? You want me to give up my baby? To die for some folk who don't even like me? To die for some folk who don't even read their word? Who don't even spend no time? Who don't care about feeding my sheep? Who don't care about giving nobody nothing? Who say that they go to church every Sunday and they saved, but still can cuss you out in the same breath? You want me to send my son to die for them? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Everything on this list is a decision. When it comes to God's definition, it's a decision. It's not a feeling. See, when it comes to the dictionary, a verse or definition, it's something that you feel. It's your fleshly feeling. That's why somebody can write that down and say, this is the way I feel. That's why love is like this in the worldly way. But when we come over here to the kingdom side, when we say that love is patient, love is kind, if we're operating in the kingdom, we got to be able to fall in that type of love. You can't have the world love and still think you can operate in the kingdom love. It just don't match. You know the reason why? Because we could come to church every single Sunday with the definition from the dictionary of love and go off of feelings. We can go off of feelings. I ain't speaking to her today because she didn't speak to me last Sunday. Why she wear this to church today? No, her hair too big for that. Why she got that wig on? Why he in here walking around looking like, thinking he doing something? Because we operate off of feelings, which is the earthly definition. But if we were operating in the spiritual realm, in the kingdom definition, let me go over there and speak to sister. I don't care if she was going through something last week. Because love is patient, right? Love is kind, right? It ain't just because I feel a certain way. Because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, I'm going to treat you wrong. But if I'm living, we all supposed to be living in the kingdom realm, right? Watch this. Earthly realm, earthly love, earthly world, earthly definition tells you that when somebody hits you, you're supposed to do what? But if I'm over here living in the kingdom world, listen, he told me if somebody hit me, I'm supposed to do what? I got to turn the other cheek. Some of y'all falling short. Some of y'all falling short in that category. Woo. Love is patient. Love is kind. Everything on this list is your decision. You decide to be patient. You decide to be kind. You decide to not envy. You decide not to be boastful. You decide not to be proud. You decide not to dishonor others. You decide not to be easily angry. You decide not to keep record of wrongdoing. You decide to not protect. You decide not to you decide to trust. You decide to always keep hope. Yeah. It's your decision. Yeah. Love isn't that tingly feeling that you get inside. You know, when he call your phone, I know when my wife called me, I stop doing whatever I'm doing. Say, Lord, listen, my baby calling me. Let me stop. I tell my clients in my chair, hold on 1 second. Let me get back to you. My wife calling. It's important. Okay, it ain't the tingly feelings that you get inside. It ain't the tingly feelings that you feel when he kiss you on your forehead. It ain't. That's not what love truly is. That's not what love truly is. Listen, watch this. I'm finna get ready to, ooh wee, y'all. Listen, I'm finna brace myself when I say this, okay? Cause some of y'all ain't gonna want to even speak to me when we leave here, okay? Whew, here we go. Here we go. Pray for me. Here we go. All right. The reason why so many of us are lost in our lives is because we are following the wrong love. Here we go. Bear with me now. Here we go. We cannot get to the next level in our life because we still want to operate in this worldly love. We have yet to graduate over here to the kingdom love because of the system that we believe in. Here we go. Bear with me. Okay? We have the worldly system and the kingdom system. That's just the way I'm going to put it. You either hot or you cold. There is no in between. You can't be in between. I preached a sermon before, no gray. Okay? You either black or you white. Okay? Now watch this. A lot of times we are dealing with abusive relationships because we are in the system of the world. He loved me, girl. He only doing this because he loved me. Why you let him cheat on you? Because he loved me. And what happens is we just get so lost in this cycle that it loses us. That when the real thing comes about, we don't know what real love really is because we done dealt with so much crap our whole life. So we feel like this is love over here, but it ain't really love. And then your friends try to tell you, girl, you should try Jesus. You need to come on over here. Because listen, love don't do you like that. Listen, love will make him come home at night. I remember Al Green had a song that said, love ill, make you do wrong. Ain't that what he said? Love will make you do right. I said, Lord, did I hear that correctly? Because if love gonna make you do wrong, that ain't real love. Well, maybe it's real love for those who wants to live in this worldly realm, in this worldly system. But what happens is sometimes we can come from the worldly system and start to inch our way over here to the kingdom realm, to the kingdom system. And what happens is it becomes too hard for us. Because love is patient, love is kind, right? But you're so used to just doing this type of love over here. And when you come over here to this kingdom, you be like, Lord, I can't do this. Listen, because you picked the right person on the wrong day, Lord. You better try me. You better try God, don't try me. You ever had one of the moments? Because you're living in the you're living in the kingdom realm, in the kingdom system. But sometimes it just gets so hard over here in the kingdom system that it just becomes so comfortable for you to slide right on back, right on over here to the worldly system. And we allow the world to dictate what love means to us. Because we operate in feelings. We operate in feelings. We operate in the way that people look at us. Because you heard about somebody talking about you. You haven't heard somebody, seen somebody get on Facebook or Instagram and they be like, they must have been talking about me. What? Was your name on there? How you know they was talking about you? Because we operating in love, but over here in the worldly system, everything got to be against you. But I remember that love is patient. Love is kind. Listen, love don't boast. Love is not envious. Love is not irritable. Love got patience. Uh-oh. Love has patience. Everybody say love has patience. Listen, woo-wee. All I can say is patience is something that you have to have if you're really dealing in love in the kingdom. In the kingdom system. Listen, I know my wife had patience with me. Amen. I have patience with my kids. You got patience on your job. You have to have patience when you're operating in the system of the kingdom. Because if you didn't, if you was over here in the worldly realm, you're going to be cussing some folk out and reading Bible scriptures at the same time. Yeah, because you're operating in the worldly system. God is love. God is love. Amen. Listen, so many times we get married. They say we have love in marriage, right? But so many people are just getting married just to have a wedding. There is no love is patient. There is no love is kind. We just getting married. I's a married now. Just to show off the ring. I's a married now. Yep. Just to get and take pictures and be on the ground. Hey, I'm married, right? But still living in hell. Ain't loving right. Ain't doing what you're supposed to do. What? Let me help y'all out real fast. My marriage never got corrected until I started living in the kingdom system. It never got corrected until I lived in the kingdom system. I know I lived it. Because I lived in the worldly system and I said, baby, I love you. But I can do whatever I want to do. But it wasn't until God said, I need you to step your game up, stop playing around before you lose the woman that you love, and I'm going to set you over here in the kingdom system. And I'm going to show you how to love. I'm going to show you how to love your wife. I don't know a better place, a better way to put this. But if God, which is love, it's not the foundation of your relationship, it would never work. So if God is love and love is God, if he's not the foundation, everybody know what a foundation is, right? If this church right now did not have a foundation, it would just fall. Because the foundation is something that you build upon, something that's strong to hold you up. Because the ways of life are going to come and they're going to rock you back and forth. But what's going to happen and what's going to determine whether or not you fall is how strong that foundation is. If this foundation that I'm living in over here in the world, if God is not a part of my foundation and my relationship and my marriage, it will never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever work. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how you look. None of that. It don't matter. You have to have the kingdom system of love foundation. That's the way you have to build your relationship, your marriage, your children, your job, your home. Build them things on the foundation that matters. The love of God. I remember when I was a little boy, I didn't get as many butt whoopings as I probably should have. Because I was very sneaky. All right, but I remember my brothers and my sisters, man, listen. I just remember about 3 o'clock in the morning, boom, sound like SWAT came up in that mud. And I just hear smack, 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 smack. And they just screaming, crying, right? But listen, as I got older, I understood why you got your butt whooped. I'm just going to be real. The reason why that is because God chastens, but he loves. That means he's going to discipline you, but he loves you. And that's the same thing I remember with my mom. Yeah, she would get after us, but she would love us. That's because she loved us. She wanted to see better for us. That's the reason why she did what she did. God chastens you, but he loves you. He gonna spank your butt sometimes. He will. I promise you he will. Like, Lord, why I'm going through this, man? What happened? Why am I dealing with this situation, God? God said, listen, I need your attention. You ain't loving like you're supposed to. You ain't acting like you go to church. That's too many of us in here today. Too many of us in here today. Because the moment we leave out of this sanctuary, we back to doing our old things. Living in the worldly system. Because right now at church, we in the kingdom system. We like the way it feel. We got scriptures written down from what I just said. We going to go home, and them scriptures are going to be in the same place as they were next week. Because we ain't got no time for God. We ain't got no time for you, God. God, I work too much. My kids acting up. I got too many bills to be worried about, God. I can't study your word right now. You want me to show some love to somebody else right now? They ain't showing me no love. They ain't doing it for me. So many times when it comes to love, man, all right, I'm just going to just give y'all a little bit, okay? Sometimes I like to watch on YouTube. There's this thing called Pop the Balloon or Find Love. Y'all ever seen that? Raise your hand, you ever seen that? Okay, all right. I ain't the only one in here, okay. All right, I'll be cracking up, y'all. I ain't going to lie to you. I'll be hollering because as soon as they come out, it's pop, 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 pop. I'm like, man, y'all didn't even give my mans a chance. Man. So we're going to play around with that, okay? Let me get some contestants. Can you come on up? Come on. Come on up here. Who else want to come up here? Anybody else want to come on up here? Anybody else? No? Come on up here. Come on, let me get two more. Excuse me, brother. Now, y'all know I got to do something now. We're going to play this game. Here you go. Pop the balloon or find Jesus. Okay? This only contenders we're going to get up here. Oh, y'all scared. Okay, y'all don't want to make the meme today. Okay, here we go. All right. Anybody else? We got some more coming. All right, here we go. Come on. Let me see. Do I got one more balloon in here? I got a couple more. Somebody else coming up here? All right. Here we go. All right, here we go. I got one for you. Here we go. Now, let me tell y'all how this normally go. So what happens is normally they have somebody come from out the back room if you ain't seen it. Okay, now y'all finna be going home watching YouTube, watching Pop the Balloon and Find Love, right? But we're going to do a little, this Kingdom Embassy edition, okay? All right, so what happens is, when they have somebody that comes out, let me give y'all a toothpick. Take a toothpick and pass it down if you can get them out. All right. So what happens is, normally it ain't mixed up like this, okay? It's normally either men or all women, okay? But we're going to do it a little different, okay? All right. This is my game. I can change the rules how I want it, okay? All right. So listen. So what happens is, normally they have either all men or all women. And if it's all men, a lady will walk out who's single. She's looking to, you know, get in love and da-da-da-da-da, right? Okay? But if it's all women up here, it's a single man, okay? Now, if they don't like what they see, they're going to automatically pop the balloon, okay? Because they be like, nah, he's giving toxic. He's giving, I don't know, ugly. He's giving, it ain't matching my vibe, right? It be like that, okay? Me and Brother Ken be cracking up, all right? Okay? So, listen. What happens in this game, let me read this scripture first before I just, because I need y'all to understand where I'm coming from. Here we go. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 says, listen to my words from the word of God. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, but even the power of hell can never separate us from the love of God. Y'all heard that verse, right? So they said that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Okay? Nothing. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. It don't matter how much money you got. If you ain't got a dollar in your bank account, it won't separate you from the love of God. If they turn off your lights tomorrow, it still won't separate you from the love of God. If your mortgage is still due, it won't separate you from the love of God. If everybody in this room walk out on you, it still won't separate you from the love of God. Because God is love. Watch this. I don't know these people up here. I don't know their lifestyle. Okay, watch this. Alcoholic, drug user, fornicator, sinner, liar, theft, right? Right? Backslider, disrespectful, blasphemy. You know what? He don't even believe in God. Right? It sounds funny. It sounds funny. Let me see a toothpick. Now, I'm God. No, I ain't God, but I'm right now. This is what I'm doing. I'm Jesus with sin on it. Okay? I'm walking because I need to get a relationship. I need to get a relationship. Y'all missed that. I need to get a relationship. I'm seeking for a relationship. I need them to be in a relationship with me. Is that you on today? Watch this. We got all kind of sinners up here. Now, if I was living in the world system, man, I'd be popping these balloons. Because how you going to be in church and you a liar? How you going to be in a church and you a fornicator? How you going to be in a church and you disrespectful? You don't even believe in God. Why you in church? That's the system over here, the world system that I believe in. But because I'm a changed man, because I'm God, because I believe that the spiritual kingdom realm that I live in, nothing can separate them from me. I don't care if they was liars. I don't care if they was adulterers. I don't care about that. I don't care if they stole from Walmart. I should just pop that balloon. And you got your tail in church. We was at the bar last night. I should just. My scripture just told me that there's nothing. Nothing that can separate me from the love of God. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Y'all don't get y'all balloons popped today, but y'all can take them balloons back to your seat. Go ahead, have a seat. I'm not gonna pop y'all balloons today. And the reason why that is, because I live in the kingdom system. I live in the kingdom system because God is love. God is love. And regardless of whether or not you want to believe that or not, I promise you, God is love. I promise you. Watch this. I promise you, nothing at all can ever separate you from the love of God. Watch this. It says, anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. God is love. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what color they are. God is love. After we are just getting out of February, which is African American History Month, we learned about so many different races, white people who have done us wrong, enslaved us, decapitated us, killed us, took us through so much agony. But God says, I don't need you to hate them because I'm right here. If you believe in me, I'm love. I'm love. I don't care about what they did. God never cares about what they done. He cares about the way that you react to it. He cares about the way that you, what you do in return to them. Because God is love. There's no other way I can put this, but God is love. Listen, God was willing to sacrifice. God was willing to sacrifice his only son that we would have a chance to everlasting life. That we would have a chance to be able to say, Lord, I live for you. I know sometimes I fall short and I want to live in this man-made world. But the Bible tells us to be in the world, but not of the world. The reason, what that means is that you can live in this world, but I don't need you acting like them crazy folk in this world. I need some folk who gonna stand out and say that, yes, I'm a follower of Christ. Yes, God, I live for you. Yes, God, I know that you are love and I'm gonna show your love everywhere I go. Listen, when he gave his only son to die for our sins, he loved us that much. Romans chapter 5, verses 8. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When you were unlovable, when nobody loved you, God commanded his love to you. God can command it. God command his love to you. So why can't we command our love to others? God says, I will love you even when you don't deserve to be loved. I will be patient with you. I won't bring up your past. I won't bring up your past and rehearse it when I feel like it. Because that's some of us. That's some of us. God would never wait for you to get it together. He always waited for you to get it together. You know, the praise team sang a song, he waited. Too many times when you deal with folk that are living in the worldly world, they won't wait for you. I know sometimes I get on my kids that when I pull up to the house and you say you need to go somewhere, you better be ready. When I blow that horn once, don't make me blow it twice. You better come on outside because I don't feel like waiting for you. But I'm so glad that my God didn't say, listen, I'm tired of waiting on you. How long is it going to take you to come on out, Rio? How long is it going to take for you to get it together, Rio? I'm tired of waiting on you. But my God said, I waited for you. You know the reason why? It's because he loves me. He loves me. And there's nothing in this world that will ever separate me from the love of God. Because God is love. Thank you. Let's put your hands together for God. Put the blessed hands together for God. Amen. God is love. And if you believe that on today, I need you to please take this word out. And I need you to hide it in your heart. I need you to take it on your job on tomorrow. I need you to put it on social media on today. I need you to blow this thing up, man. Listen, the reason why is because we have so much hatred that's going on in the world today. So much hate that's just going around, all the way from our leadership on down to our neighborhoods. So much hate. But if we just spread a little bit of God, if everyone in here would just take that word and just spread a little bit of God, I promise you, you'll start seeing some things move. You'll start seeing some neighborhoods change. You'll start seeing the leadership change. Because God is love, amen? Let's stand up on our feet. I got y'all out of here on time. Amen. God is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised for everything he's done in your life. I ain't got to make it personal. I know what he did in my life. But I want you to think about what he's done in your life. I want everybody to bow their heads. I want you to remember the times that you were places that you shouldn't have been, doing things that you should not have been doing. How you almost was dead, but God. He loved you so much that he will bless you to see another day, that he will give you another chance. And for that, we say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you, God, for who you are and everything you're always able to do for us. We thank you for being able to do exceedingly abundantly above the wildest things we could ever think of or imagine. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. And most of all, we thank you for being love. We thank you, God. We pray, God, that your word on today will go forth to your people. And it would hide and just dig into their hearts, Father. And that they would realize that it doesn't matter about them living in the world, but having the kingdom system inside of their mind. So, Lord God, we pray for those under the sound of my voice, that they would take your love and they would take it on their jobs on tomorrow. And they will call and gossip about you, God. Lord God, we just love you so much for always first loving us. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you, and we love you. It is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. And every believer of God say amen. 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 Our prayer warriors are going to come up, amen. And if you are looking to have prayer, amen, to help you guide you throughout the week, if you just need a little more love, right now is the time, amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Amen.